People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
This should be a dandy. Mountain Home and Greenbrier. Greenbrier wins the tip, so they've got the basketball to get this one started. The Panthers on the offensive end. Into the paint, leaning in and scoring is Devin Clark. Greenbrier strikes first. Greenbrier in their blue road uniforms, silver numerals and silver trim. They're in a 2-3 zone starting out defensively. Mountain Home, white home uniforms, blue numerals, and the gold trim. Peters inside looking for Cruz. The ball poked away. And they're going to say it's out of bounds off Mountain Home. So the first turnover of the night belonging to Mountain Home. Lady Bombers a 32-point win tonight over Greenbrier. Bomber boys looking to make it a sweep here tonight in the varsity games. Should be a great battle inside between A.J. Matthews, who's 6'6", and David Waymeyer, who's 6'9". Matthews steps out to try a three, misses, and Waymeyer with the rebound for the Bombers. Bashiers works it ahead. Here's Peters on the right side. Beebe did such a great job Wednesday night on David Waymeyer. Here's Waymeyer inside, attacking the basket and scoring. Ties the game at two. Quick pace at the other end. Turnover by Greenbrier. Bashiers will try to go all the way with it. The left-handed layup is good. And the Bombers have taken the lead. They create the turnover. And Bashiers takes it coast-to-coast and scores with it. Back to Wednesday night. Beebe did such a good job on Waymeyer. Held him to 2 points. But others stepped up. Cruz had 15. Benton had 13. And Peters had 12 in that one. Here's a baseline jumper that's good by Devin Clark. Ties the game at four. 6 minutes left in this opening period. In the corner, Bashiers wants a three. It won't go. And the rebound underneath by A.J. Matthews. Had a good block out, had good position. At the other end, the three by Tomei. Check it, Clark. That's Clark with the three. It's good. And Mountain Home takes a timeout. 7-4, Greenbrier with the lead. 5:46 left in the opening period. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
Well, it's always a fun event to pitch in for kids the first time out of the game. And, I mean, the teams have barely made it halfway to the benches after the timeout was called. The fans started throwing the pajamas and the socks on the floor. Benefits the call and the foster kids in Baxter County. And, what great turnout. They have collected a lot of clothes for those kids. A great thing here tonight at the boys' portion of this basketball game. Waymeyer has his shot blocked by Matthews, swatted away. Boy, I tell you, Waymeyer doesn't get his shot blocked very often, but Matthews got him from behind. The rebound out of bounds and stays with Mountain Home. Benton swings it in the corner. Greenbrier in a 2-3 zone, so they can really try to corral Waymeyer inside. penetration by Peters. We got a 3-second violation against Mountain Home. Garandici getting ready to come in now for Mountain Home. Here's Matthews out top for the Panthers. They'll kick it into the corner. The three is missed by Stewart. The backside rebound by Waymire. That's his second board. 5:03 left in this opening quarter. 7-4. It's Greenbrier on top. Benton, left side, top of the key. Throws it in the corner. The kick out to Peters on the right wing now. Into the paint. Offensive foul by Colton Peters. Peters picks up his first team foul, number one. Turnover number three by the Bombers just 3 minutes into the ballgame. Cruz comes out for Mountain Home, and it's Garandici, the 6'5 senior, that will check in. Greenbrier on the offensive end. They look into Clark, who's already scored all seven of his team's points. Tomei out top now, holds it for Greenbrier. And Coach Simmons up hollering instructions. They change things up a bit now. Stewart on the far side. Shot won't go, and the rebound by Waymire. That's his third. Benton. He's about 7 feet beyond the arc, and he fills it up. A long-range three by Benton ties the game at seven. Greenbrier quickly into the front court. Stewart back to Tomei. His three pinballs in and out. Stewart, the rebound, keeps it alive. Inside, the shot missed by Clark, and it's big David Waymire with the rebound, his fourth board. Benton works it ahead as the Bombers look to reclaim the lead. 3:42 left in this opening quarter. No look pass to Dici. He wasn't ready. Goes off his hands in the turnover. Greenbrier works it ahead. This is Dunlap out top. 3:28 left in the opening quarter. A three in the corner will not go. Dici the rebound for Mountain Home. That's his first board. Benton works out top. Now Peters has it for Mountain Home. Looking for Waymire. Instead, a long-range three by Benton. The boy throws up an air ball, and it's out of bounds. End of the ball game now for the Panthers. Jawan Clifton, a 6'2 junior. 3:02 left opening quarter. Mountain Home and Greenbrier knotted up at seven. Mountain Home's 4-0 in conference play, district play rather. Morrilton's 4-1, Greenbrier 3-1. And a three is good by Devin Clark. He has scored all 10 of his team's points. 10-7, Greenbrier leads it. They continue to play a zone. Here's Bashir's in the corner for three. Won't go, another air ball. And the rebound out of bounds. It belongs to Greenbrier. 2.5 left in the first quarter. Bombers down by three. Left side, top of the key is Clark. Back out top to Tomei. Clark in the corner, a three, misses this one. Bashir's with the rebound for Mountain Home on the backside. Benton works it ahead. Now Peters has it between the circles. Peters penetrates into the paint, lays it up, and won't go. The tip underneath won't go. Dici has it. Follow is good underneath by the big man. Dici. 10-9, Greenbrier with the lead and the basketball. They look inside, in the paint, pull-up jumper by Dunlap from 14, won't go. And Waymire snags the rebound, his fifth board. Benton works it ahead for the Bombers. Peters between the circles. Looks inside. Pass deflected out of bounds. Bombers keep it. Cruz back in for the Bombers. And Luke Jackson, the 5'10 junior, will check in for the first time. Dici got a few quality minutes. He comes out. And it's going to be Bashir's coming out for Mountanoma as well. 1:26 left in this opening quarter. 10-9. Greenbrier with the lead. Jackson in the game, and immediately Coach Simmons up saying, hey, you got to guard him. Benton on the right elbow for Mountanoma. Greenbrier still in the zone. Lob inside to Waymire. Kicks it back to Benton. Good kick. The three. Good. Talon Benton with the second three. And Mountanoma has reclaimed the lead 12-10. Two lead changes, three ties. A three at the other end won't go. And the rebound to Mountanoma. That's Peters with the backside board. Peters at the other end driving. He's fouled. Boy, this one's getting pretty physical inside. Couple of free throws coming up for Mountanoma. The foul's on Clark. That's his first. First foul against Greenbrier. Couple of free throws coming up here for Peters. Peters will go to the free throw line. Dietschy back into the ballgame for Mountanoma. Waymeyer comes out. Peters will look for his first points of the ballgame. The first one from the southpaw is good. .53 seconds left in the opening period. Second free throw, good. The Bombers on a 10-3 run right now. It's 14-10, Mountanoma. Clifton works out top. Clark with it. In the corner, Dunlap gets it. Nails the three from the left corner. Kobe Dunlap with his first points. 14-13. It's Mountanoma with the ball and the lead, and the foul out top against the Panthers. This one's on Cole Lynn, his first, team's second. Lynn, a 5'8 sophomore, came in just a few moments ago. Brady Jerry will come into the ballgame now for the Panthers. 23 seconds left in the quarter. The Bombers by one with the basketball. They'll play for the final shot of the period. Benton gets it with 12 seconds left on the clock. Man-to-man now by Greenbrier for the final possession. Benton spots for the three. It's short. Rebound to the Panthers. That's Grant Brown underneath. And the quarter will come to an end. We will take a break at the end of one. Mountanoma leading Greenbrier 14-13. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.